Hey, all you Game Pass or Pass subscribers. Corey here. Just want to give a special shout out to the 2-for-1 Special Podcast, a podcast where two brothers think outside the box when it comes to talking about video games and anime. It's a great weekly podcast that will get you thinking about your favorite games and anime, but it'll also have some funny moments along the way. Be sure to check out 2-for-1 Special on your favorite podcast service, whether it's Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
It's now time for a very Stuart Little edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service and tell you which games to pass and to friend and which games to simply, you know what, just run on by it, pass it on by, sneak by it, because maybe you don't want to play it. I am Corey. I am joined by the ghost himself, Bash. I'm coming up with nothing. On these
buttons. I mean, you start off good to Stuart Little, a big fan. Then Ghost, I mean, sounds like we're playing Ghost of Tsushima, right, which we should do at some point, actually.
But that's not... Oh, you mean just in general. Got it.
Yeah.
Because that is not on Xbox, sir.
Yet.
I don't know what you mean by that. Anyways, I'm not doing well with the puns. I'm trying. I did my best.
Well, you have COVID, so, I mean, give yourself a break.
That's what... I got nothing. We're going to talk about Ghost of a Tale, but before that...
You're pulling right over there, buddy?
I'm out of energy over here. I had some water, but it wasn't enough. Ghost of a Tale. But before that, you can shoot us an email or leave us a review. We talk about it, we beg for it, but I don't think you understand how much those reviews and those ratings and those emails help. They help engage the audience. They help find new audience members. All we want to do is spread the Game Pass joy and love. GPopFans@gmail.com. Go on iTunes, rate us. We're up to 17 ratings. Let's start in the year 2021. I want to get 50 ratings. I don't think that's crazy. I don't think that's crazy.
Ooh, drop the gauntlet. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Ghost of a Tale. Here are the details that my window is in front of. This was developed. This is one of those instances where one guy did like 95% of the work. Seth CG, that's what he goes by. That's his pseudonym, I guess you want to call it. But then he had help with Plugin Digital. Regularly priced at $22.99. It is an open world stealth game. Available on PC and Xbox One X. However, this is one of those weird instances where... this is actually the only time I've actually seen this, to where the game is available on PC and Xbox One, but it is only available on PC Game Pass at the moment. Usually it's the other way around. Like, if there is a game on PC and Xbox, it's only on Xbox Game Pass. I don't know why that happens, but there you go. So if you want to pick it up, you still can't play it on Xbox. It's just not part of your Game Pass membership. There's no crossplay because there is no multiplayer. There are no cloud saves, and there is no DLC. Ghost of a Tale. Let's talk about it.
Crap. I didn't get the disclaimer information because... Way back in the day, when I hosted my own podcast, before even you were on it,
me,
I interviewed Seth CG.
Correct.
Yeah. I interviewed Seth CG about this game while this game was still in development, because it was kickstarted, I believe.
Maybe it's Scythe, actually. Seith.
I don't remember. That was literally almost years ago. So, I remember interviewing about that, getting and playing an early copy of it, and I never got to playing the actual game. So when it popped up on Game Pass, like just recently, I'm just like, I need to play this game at some point. And this was the perfect time to do so. And I have to say, I'm glad that I did. This is a it's you say it's an open world stealth game. I would add an adventure game on top of that. Because that's one of the first things that really kind of that I connected with. Just the idea that you're getting these quests that are almost out of order. You do them whenever you kind of want type of thing, and they give you these missions and these quests in a way where it's not like like a Ubisoft or a Fable, follow the gold road to the end and beat up something. Like it's really more nuanced than that. The whole game just feels like it's like it's from an almost an older school thought of an adventure game where you're not it's not really about the combat, and the stealth is there, and it's your primary way to avoid combat as you should at most of the times in this game. But it's serviceable, but it's even then it's like it's not what makes the game for me. Like what makes the game for me is really the exploration and the multiple ways of handling or getting to an objective, which is just super cool. And I'm impressed by what this one man did with this game.
Uh-oh. I don't like this game. Everything you said, I agree with, except that I think that it gets in its own way far more than it is successful for me. And what I mean by that is this game is very charming. I love the art style. I love the characters. I love the dialogue. But I feel like I'm wrestling with this game to get to that stuff in a bad way. And I can't really think of the word that I want to use. I think that this game would have benefited from just sort of removing the stealth element altogether and just sort of let me roam around this world in a way that is better than stealth, if that makes sense. The stealth in this game is bad.
No, I agree with that.
Say that again.
I agree with that.
I really do not like the gates in this game of the stealth. I Can you even really call it stealth?
That's the th I mean, and that's the thing. Like it's clearly technically from a technical standpoint. It definitely feels like one man made this game and just did not nail the stealth aspect of it. And that's an issue when it's the majority of the game. You almost have to role play the stealth because it's so easily broken.
Right.
I mean, so you're definitely not wrong there. You're actually right. That said, it's one of those times where the other pieces of it of the game pulls me back into it. So if I ever get frustrated with how kind of wonky this stealth may be, I fall back on the fact that I for some reason I care about this mouse because that's what you do. You play as a mouse first of all in this anthropomorphic world where this green flame came down and almost decimated everything, and the only I guess I almost said people, the only creatures that survived or not survived, the creatures that beat it, that stood up and beat this flame was the rats. So the rats are in charge, and you start off in jail as a mouse, and you're looking for your wife and your son, and it is from there. I'm actually for some reason. For some reason, I'm actually invested into this. I think it may be the aesthetic and the fact that you're not this super overcombative mouse. Like you're playing a meek little mouse who's not about combat. And then it's wrapped around not only, like I said, the good aesthetic, but the good writing and the music's really good. So when the stealth breaks down, I'm just like, you're lucky I want to get to the next area and advance the story.
Which I agree with, but I guess where when I first started playing the game, it because it sort of starts off in a very direct path. Like you cannot sort of deviate from the main quest or the main path. And I actually really like that aspect, and I could look past the stealth because, you know, there's a part where you have to like steal a key off of this rat, and I like that part. But except the first time I did it, I didn't do anything different from the first and second time. But the first time I did it, he woke up and just hit me once, and I died. And I was just like, okay, that's kind of weird. Like I don't really know what I'm supposed to do. So because of that, I sort of ran around, and I was like, well, maybe I am supposed to. Like he's got a key on him. Like I need a key to get through this door. Like maybe that's what I am supposed to do. And sure enough, the second time I did it, for whatever reason, he just didn't wake up that time. So, and I ran into that issue a lot because after that first area, it's not open world, but it is because you can wander in and out of areas basically at will. But it got to the point where I could not figure out what I was supposed to do next, and I kept running into areas where I was like, I don't see any obvious way in or out of this area, but there's a giant rat here and he's in my way. Like, and so what I ended up doing was I took one of the bottles and I just threw it, and so he ran one way, and then I ran right by him. Like I'm just like, and I found myself doing that over and over to the point where I think I explored everywhere that you can go, but because of this stealth mechanic, I was wandering around aimlessly, and it broke it for me. I was just kind of like, I got so lost that I just didn't want to play anymore. I was like, I feel like I need to start over because you didn't guide me in any way, shape, or form. And I don't know. I needed something. Like I almost wish it was more of a puzzle game versus a stealth game. Like if there was a, but it is though. Like because there's certain areas and stuff that you can't get into unless you solve a puzzle. Like throw a bottle to hit this certain thing, or get on this counterweight to open this door. And I kind of wish it was just a lot more of that and not this stealth thing, because I think that just drags the game down. And for me, it drug it down enough that I just didn't want to play it anymore. And even though I loved the writing, and whenever I found a new character, I was excited to talk to that character because they would sort of give me hints of where I need to go. But I like the kitchen. The kitchen is a place that drove me freaking nuts because for whatever reason, the rat that was guarding that area, there's only one way in or out the first time you go in. And I could be wrong, but I'm fairly certain that this game also has like the Metroid and the Dark Souls thing of like sometimes you'll go into an area and then you'll find an exit, and then suddenly it's like,
Right.
oh, like, oh, okay,
That's what it
yeah,
is.
like I can come back here anytime I want now. But that first time I went in, it's just like, I don't see any obvious way around. Like, am I missing something? Can I fight these rats? Can I hit them in the face? Can I knock them out? Like, what am I missing about this game? Because I feel like I'm just breaking it at this point. And I don't know, it just all fell apart for me, where it sounds like it didn't for you.
I mean, it fell apart for you in a way that I think will fall apart for anyone, honestly, because part of the game is getting lost. You kind of have to keep your wits about you and hope you find both the not both but multiple maps of the areas, and so on and so forth, so that you don't get so lost. Because once you start getting lost in this game, you run into that issue you just described, where you're running past the same guard, and no longer are you role playing stealth. You're now like, okay, I've been down this hallway before. I don't know where to go. I'm just going to run right past this thing and break it. I just don't care anymore. And that's the issue that I think a good amount of people are going to run into. For me though, I really appreciated the idea of the adventure game, where it's like you have the objective, like one of the objectives you get is to help one of the rats find a hammer. He says in the holding cells, and you're like, well, where are the holding cells? And that's when you have to go looking for the holding cells. And if you don't remember where those are, it's going to be a lot of backtracking and a lot of throwing just doing the same thing over and over again as you try to, as you make your way finally back to that area. Again, it's super, it could be super annoying. Absolutely. I tend to like when a game does it. There's a balance to it, obviously. I don't think this game nails the balance for it, but I fall on the side of this game in particular. I found myself enjoying the adventurous aspect and not getting so bogged down by the breaking of the stealth combat, or the lack of combat in the stealth.
I guess my question would be, is, to your knowledge, is there a way to directly, like, combat the rats or knock them out?
So, I mean, I've been knocking out rats by throwing bottles at their faces.
See, I tried that and nothing happened. Like, I don't know.
Some of them have helmets. So you have to hit them in the back of the head, I want to say.
Okay, maybe that was...
But yeah, you can knock them out. You can have them slip and fall. There's a,
how do you do that?
There you get another item like that they come through and they sniff and they slip on. There seems to be a handful of ways to indirectly combat a rat. I feel like, as we progress, I feel like there may be even ways to directly combat a rat. But for the most part, it's kind of like you're playing home alone with these rats, essentially. So there are ways to get around them other than just stealth. It all depends on what you want to do, I feel like.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, I'm struggling because I feel like I tried that. I was like, I feel like there has to be a way for me to get past some of these rats without just breaking the game. And I feel like, you know, I wish I had like the coin from Hitman, because it's the dumbest thing, right? like you have this stupid coin in Hitman and you've got an infinite amount of them, you just fling it and you use that 80% of the time. But that's not a game where you combat directly, you know, like that's the point is mm-hmm. I just need to get past you. Even if it's dumb, I wish I had something like a coin so that way I could at least feel like I'm progressing, kind of thing. And it seems like, I don't know, maybe I just had bad luck. I also did run into quite a few glitches of just like clipping into walls and stuff.
Oh yeah. There's some technical issues.
Yeah.
There.
So maybe, I don't know, maybe my save was bugged or something, but I swear I tried throwing bottles at their face and it just didn't do anything. So,
I mean, that's how I got the keys off the first rat. Honestly, he was asleep. I threw a ball at his face. He was knocked out. I picked it off his body.
So yeah, that was.
But to your point though, like what happens after that is like, again, if this is a multi-million-dollar game headed by Hideo Kojima, then after knocking him out, he'll wake up and alert an alarm. It'll be on high alert. Blah 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 blah. In this game, by one man, you knock that rat out by throwing a bottle in his face. He wakes up, sits back in his chair, goes back to sleep.
Right, which I'm fine with. But again, it was more of just like I felt like I was missing something or doing something wrong. Like I'm still not entirely sure if you're supposed to knock that rat out at the beginning or not. Like, because apparently that's what you can do. But like I said, the first time I did it, he woke up for whatever reason and just hit me once and I died. And I was like, okay, like, so I don't know. It's just kind of weird. But I look at it and it's, I wanted to like this game a lot more, but I'm struggling to, apparently I'm struggling a lot. I'm having difficulty of, what did I just, you know, wander in a some bad scenarios, and there's, because that happens sometimes, you know, and it's, especially in a game like this where it is technically open world and you can sort of fall into any scenario that you want. Maybe I just had some bad luck and most people won't have that issue. And maybe I'm a little bit letting the reviews and stuff cloud my intuition. Not intuition is not the right word. But my judgment of, I was struggling because I was like, man, like, let me Google this. And I wanted to see what people were saying about the game, and it's highly regarded. And I'm just like, okay, I am missing something here. Is I'm not having fun at all. so yeah, I
Everyone else is having fun, but I'm not. This is what's going on. No, but here's the thing. The issue I think for me is, and I don't want to make this sound like offensive in any way, but it's technically rough. It's super rough around the edges. For every point of charm it gets an equal number for roughness, you know? And there's a lot to get past to kind of be like, all right, to allow the fun to kind of happen. Like, so for me, like, again, like, it's the technical issues. And I know, like, I've probably been on this show before and demonized the game all the way to heck because some technical issues. But I think it's circumstantial, and it goes by game. So like in a game where you have one person making what it looks to be a pretty big game, because I think it looks really good. I love the art style,
especially for a Unity game.
Think it really just looks really freaking good. Like, I'm not talking graphic fidelity, obviously, but just the overall art style and how things just looks and feels good to me. So like that, it being made by one person in Unity, I almost expected some Skyrim ish like ridiculous kind of stuff, and it's like you're going to get so I'll overlook the technical difficulties, if you will. Now I acknowledge them, but I try my best not let me take it out of the game, whereas I can honestly see enough people just being like, no, the camera's broken here, I'm out. No, the stealth broken's here, I'm out. No, the inventory system's broken here, I'm out. Like, there's enough here for me to acknowledge when someone can just be like, yeah, this is not polished enough for me.
Yeah, so when it comes to this show, Game Pass or Pass, the scuttlebutt, or whatever you want to call it, the general consensus seems to be that most people are on your side, though, of being on board. And I this might be the first time I've ever really looked at the reviews of a game, and that the whole point is that we're making our own review, right? We're not trying to follow the crowd, but this was just one I felt like I was missing something. So I don't want to say I want to defer to your judgment again, but I'm struggling on this one because we're on sort of polar opposites of experiences here. But at the same time, it's going to sound strange, but I believe you. I fully believe,
well, I'm not lying,
that everything you're saying, it's like, because I feel like when I started playing it and I had those glimpses in that first area before it opens up, I was like, I was into it kind of thing. And then I feel like somehow we just went on completely different pathways and I just picked the wrong one. And I wanted your experience, and I could almost see myself having the experience that you were having, but for whatever reason, I just wasn't invited to the party or something. Like,
I mean, to be fair though, every single criticism you have so far, like, I've experienced, right. Like, I think we all experience. I think this is just one of those games where it's like, give the shortcomings more so than I would another game. I fully admit that. And maybe it's because I spoke to the guy and interviewed him. But I just personally like.
But it still sounds like, even though we both had this very similar technical issues, it still sounds like they just didn't affect you. And I don't mean like, I don't say personally,
No, it hurt me. It hurt me deeply. Cut me to the bone.
It's not even a question of like, did you have them? It's almost as if we both had issues, but my issues just appeared to be exacerbated by the fact of the path that I took. You know, it's just like when the stealth started breaking down for me, I was just like, "F this! I'm running past everything," and
yep.
And it doesn't seem like you took that path. It's like the stealth was broken. Broken's not the right word, but it just, it's like you gave it more time, I guess. Or like you said, you were role playing more than I was. And I was just sort of out of it. Just like, no, I'm done. Like I'm game's broken. And is that the game's fault? Maybe not.
I think it is though. I think technically it is the game's fault. And I think it's because it comes down to one guy making a game that I don't know Seth's entire career, but it does not sound like he's like he's been working on 100 video games his career. He seems more of a movie guy. So the fact that we have this kind of product, I'm admitting on the record, I'm 100%. Admitting like this stealth is not good, therefore you have to make it good. you have to role play it so that you don't break it. You almost have to defeat your own frustration, in a sense that you know you're frustrated, you know you're walking past the same guard for the 15th time because you're lost. You have to almost keep yourself from saying "screw it," I'm just going to break this as I run past them and do whatever to get to my location. Because once you start doing that, then it's like when you pull the thread off a sweater, the whole thing unravels. That's kind of what happens with this game. Once you start kind of breaking the game in one way, you have to start bringing it in another way, I feel like, because the game is not as technically sound as we'd want it to be. And I'm just admittedly more forgiving because I feel like there's enough here to make it not a broken pre-sick frat. Like there's still enough here, art-wise, story-wise, character-wise, music-wise, that is worth playing through.
Music is very good. Very, very good. So Game Pass or Pass. I don't know. Where are you at?
I mean, it's tough because I'm arguing my own consistency, because I've played plenty of games on this service and had way less issues technically, and for those reasons said not to play it. I'm way more sympathetic to this game, and I'm not sure if that's fair, you know, if that makes sense. Fair to who? I don't know. But so it's a tough sell, because I want people to play the game, support the game, so we can get more of these games. But at the same time, I know it's going to be frustrating for a decent amount of people.
My gut is telling me that I'm the outlier here, and I felt that even before, like I looked up the reviews and stuff. And it, part of it is because I don't know if it's the charm or whatever it is, but even as I was playing it, I want to like this, but something's wrong. Like something is wrong. It's not necessarily the game's fault, but something happened to where it broke for me, and even playing it, I was just like, I wish that didn't happen, because I feel like there's something here that I would super enjoy. But, you know, I don't know what it was. Something broke.
Let me ask you, in your opinion, would it be fair of me to say, play this game, pass it on to friends, even though I acknowledge it has more issues than other games I said don't play that had way less issues? I think that's what it comes down to for me. If you, I guess if you agree, if you, I guess if for me, if you were to say that's okay, then I'm going to go pass it on to a friend. But if you, but if you're saying that's completely inconsistent and just kind of bullcrap, and then I'm also okay, kind of being like, all right, then don't suggest this to a friend. Play it, but this is not when you pass on to like a friend and just kind of beat the drum of this game for.
Man, that's tough. Because I look at something like Gears Tactics or Gato Roboto, mm-hmm. which.
Right, right, exactly.
Which we passed on both of them. But you know what? I had fun with those games. Like, I don't.
Right.
Gears Tactics is an okay tactics game. But the thing that, you know, it had a nasty tendency of just being like, all right, at the end of the level, screw you. And it's just and that broke right. it for me. I'm just like, and Gato Roboto is when I was just like, you know, I had a really good time with this, but it's nothing special. You know, I can't look at this and other than the fact that it's a cute cat, like it's a very basic Metroidvania. But I still had fun with it. Whereas this is sort of in that realm. It's like, man, like there's good stuff here, but there's enough broken. But there's something about this game that I'm just like, I feel like I'm the outlier and more people are going to have the experience that you had of just like, yeah, dude, like the climbing animation is jank. Like when when the rat hits you, it's jank. Like he just hits you and you're done. You know, there's no ands, ifs, or buts about it. Like if you get seen, you either run or he hits you once and you're basically dead. And I think my biggest thing is it's just like they sort of throw the stealth aspect in your face and they don't need to. Like if they threw the adventure aspect in your face more and less of these 100%. Less of this
100%.
Yeah, like if I had more of talking to the other characters and the other rats or the other mice and stuff that you meet along the way, and I was just, I think if they focused on that more, like this could be the exact same game, but it's just the way that it's presented and the way it's sort of given to the player. Like I needed more of that talking in the front of it versus the back of it, and I'm just like, so I don't know. I struggle like.
I will say this, if because neither one of us beat the game, obviously. If I play through the rest of this game, like for me, I would fight you for this one if I beat the game and then I found out that by the end of it, I truly enjoyed the journey. Because this is one of those games where you get to the end and that's going to be the question, you know, where it's like, how good was the journey in this? Because that's kind of, because it's very much an adventure game. So if I got to that point, I could be like, no, the special part is the journey, is the end, is what you go through. Like, this is one of those games. But since I didn't do that, I really can't fight for it because I don't know how this game ends. I don't know if the story falls off a cliff or not, you know?
Well, and I think the other aspect of me that holds me back is that there's I think eventually you could get to the point because like as you do get new items and stuff, like you get more stealthness. Or call it, you know, like they don't hear you as much, and then you get your stamina back more as you find more items and more costume parts and stuff. And part of me is like, you know, eventually you can get to the point where you don't really need to be stealthy because like you know the layout of the building and you can mm-hmm. you can break it in a positive way of just like, look, man,
right?
I'm just gonna run right by you because it doesn't matter anymore. Like I know what I need to do. I just need to get there and get it done. And I respect that for it because at some point, you know, some of the best RPGs are the best when it's just like, look, man, I'm at the end of the game. I'm just going to break this. And
right.
So, but the fact that it's not a long game either, you know, so the fact that you can break it up front is maybe that's not a bad thing. But I think the fact that like I was 20 minutes in and I broke the game, I was like, I haven't even done anything yet. And I'm like already just, I'm over it kind of thing. I think more people would take longer, not to toot my own horn. I think it's just the fact that I have played literally thousands of video games at this point, and I am able to see the inner workings of games quicker than the average, right. The average gamer. You know, I saw it in 10 minutes of just like, yeah, I can break this and I'm going to. I don't think a lot of people exactly. would. Yeah, I don't think a lot of people would do that, but maybe they would. I don't know. It's tough. I'm going to defer to you on this one. Simply just the fact that I know that my experience might be mimicked by others, but I'm going to chalk this up to simply I saw the threads way sooner than most people probably should,
mm-hmm.
and I pulled on them, and then I was just kind of like, all right, well. I'm done.
Oh man, this is tough. Because if this was the bigger studio game, I could be like, "Don't play it yet. Wait for a patch, and it'll be fine." You know. But it's like this is just one guy did his dream thing, and is done. This is the finished product. This is what you get. It's one of those things that. It deserves to be played, but I can't say in this current state that this is when you pass on to a friend. I think that's where I'm at. Like it's, I'm going to keep playing it. I want to see it through to the end. I'm curious about this little mouse's journey. I'm invested in the world, but just going just based on again you brought up Gears Tactics and other games, just like there's enough here to where it's just a little too rough around the edges for me to be like, all right, beat the drum of this game and pass it to all your buddies and your friends. Like it's a little too rough, so I want to say. This is one we're going to pass by.
Final answer.
Yeah, pass by this one. But caveat, if you're curious, you're curious. leave it at that.
Curious, you're curious. That's the official, put that on the box. If you're curious, you're curious. All right, so Ghost of a Tale, obviously we had a lot to say about it, so, you know. Our official stance is pass on it, but hey, maybe you'll check it out. So that's the point of Game Pass, right? Check out the games that you want to check out. So, but that's going to do it for this episode. You can email us, gpopfans@gmail.com. You can shoot us a voicemail, 574-651-9256, or you can shoot us a text message there, whichever you prefer. Leave us some ratings on iTunes. Really helps out. When it comes to the next episode, we do not have it kind of set up yet for just being honest and transparent. So you will get a new episode, but we do not have any idea what it's going to be. It's possible it could be Outriders, or you might have already heard Outriders. That's how production works, man. Like the Snyder Cut, you think that was actually like shot in 2021? No, that was shot in like 2004. He's been making.
You think
that
it was
movie.
Good? Of course not, Snyder.
15 years in the making. There you go. There's your lesson for the day of production. Sometimes what you're listening to is shot weeks ahead. I'm sure that's news to everyone, and no one has ever thought of that, ever. But that's going to do it for this episode of Game Pass or Pass. We'll see you next time with a game.
Good day, sirs, with the game.
I'm not lying. All right.